Hello, and welcome to the Writing Redux podcast. I'm Beatrice Otto, and today I'm going to share with you a short quotation from John Steinbeck's wonderful book, A Russian Journal. This is a masterful and lively account of traveling in the Soviet Union with his friend Robert Capa in 1946. It begins with a discussion of their interpreter, Shmasky. He's a hapless man who's pursued by a gremlin, messing up many of the carefully orchestrated arrangements he makes for his foreign guests. He refuses to believe in such a superstition as gremlins, although he's repeatedly confronted with his own subjection to one. Shmasky has quite a prickly relationship with his two free-spirited foreign guests, and this occasionally tumbles into quite ridiculous shouting matches about communism and relativism. They have a better relationship with their female interpreter, Svetlana. They end up giving Shmasky an impossibly below-the-belt nickname, Shmasky the Shmarxist. This quotation delighted me not only for its description of his gremlins, but also for the relief they express at the arrival of a resourceful Greek in a moment of desperation, and for Steinbeck's outrageous extrapolation that Greeks were the antithesis of and the bulwark against the spread of communism. In our age of careful non-prejudice, you can't easily get away with such sweeping generalizations, let alone of such exuberant certitude. So here's the quotation. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening. Shmasky's gremlin followed him to the end. The telegrams he had sent for a car to meet us had been misread, and there was no car. It would be a matter of 2 hours waiting for a car to come for us. But a Greek showed up. In times of stress, a Greek always shows up, anywhere in the world. This Greek could make an arrangement for a car, and he did, for a very high price, and we drove in to the Savoy Hotel. We spoke of how the leaders of a communist or socialist regime must get very tired of the long-living quality of capitalism. Just when you have stamped it out in one place, it comes to life in another. It is like those sandworms which, if cut in two, go on living, each a separate individual. In Moscow, the little clots and colonies of capitalism squirm to life everywhere. The black market people, the chauffeurs who rent their employers' cars, and the inevitable Greek who shows up with something to rent or sell. Wherever there is a Greek, there is going to be capitalism. 300 rubles it cost us to get into Moscow. Our Greek had a fine sense of how much the traffic could stand. I have no doubt that he made a quick estimate of our weariness, our irritation, and our finances, and he set an inexorable price of 300 rubles. And we paid it.